This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green. We have NPR's Nina Totenberg on the line. She's about to deliver some very important news. President Obama later this morning will be announcing a nomination to the Supreme Court. Nina, how are you?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Give us the news if you can.
Well, we understand that Sonia Sotomayor, a judge on the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York City, will be named to the Supreme Court. She would be, if confirmed, the first Hispanic member of the Supreme Court, the second woman currently serving on the court, the third ever to serve. She is one of those, she has a remarkable personal story. She comes from a poor family in Puerto Rico. Her father died when she was nine. Her mother is a nurse. She got a scholarship to Princeton, graduated summa cum laude, went on to Yale Law School, then became a federal trial judge, after which she was promoted to the Federal Court of Appeals. She's also a former prosecutor and practiced in private practice, so she has a wide diversity of experience. She, I presume that President Obama has been reading her opinion since he said the other day that he'd been up late reading an opinion. He said he wanted somebody with a towering intellect and a common touch, and certainly she's got the kind of story that makes her easier to confirm than somebody who doesn't have that kind of a story.
And just real briefly, when is this news going to be delivered? Is the president announcing it at
morning,
the White House?
10:15, we're told.
And give us a window, if you can, into President Obama's thinking. What was he looking for in a nominee, and what do you think he's getting with his choice?
Well, he said he was looking for somebody with a towering intellect, a common touch. He used that word empathy at one point, which conservatives have jumped all over him over, saying that he wants somebody who's result-oriented and follows their own personal agenda and not the law. He's tried to say that that's not what he meant when he said empathy. What he meant when he says empathy is somebody who understands how the law affects people and understands the consequences of decisions and has a real-world understanding of the law, as he puts it.
Well, is empathy the type of a type of idea we've heard before from presidents when they've been looking at Supreme Court choices, or is this new ground?
It's a new word, but we've heard compassion. We've heard practical. Everybody has their own code words, and opponents also have their code words. Their code words are extremist, activist, agenda-driven. Those are their code words. President's code words are brilliant, practical, understands what the law means to people.
Well, Nina, you've covered so many of these elections in the past. The idea of a first Hispanic Supreme Court justice, can you give us an idea of the weight and importance of that?
It really is huge. There is going to be a mega opposition to this candidate because conservative groups have made clear that they're going to oppose anybody. They've put out fact sheets calling her and every other name on the list that we've seen an extremist, an activist. But to oppose the first Hispanic nominee for Republicans is a mountain that I suspect is too far to climb unless they can find something major to use against her.
And real briefly, we have about 15 or 20 seconds. What do we expect the confirmation battle to look like?
Well, as I said, the conservative groups are going to call her an extremist, and president's people are going to call her a realist. The president's, the White House has already signed up people from the campaign to work on this.
And we'll have to stop there, Nina. That's NPR's legal affairs correspondent, Nina Totenberg.